Back in March, President Obama promised that billions of dollars in stimulus money would pay for thousands of jobs.
The jobs that we're creating are good jobs that pay more than average. Jobs grinding asphalt and paving roads, filling potholes, making street signs, repairing stoplights, replacing guardrails.
It's been 7 months now.
Where's my money?
Just what has the stimulus bill paid for? And how much of it still needs to be spent? We'll follow the money.
Where's my money?
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning. It's All Hallows Eve Eve. It's Friday, October 30th. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out sick again today. Coming up, are we getting closer to a health care bill? Well, we know the details on the House's plan, and we're going to get details from our man in Washington, Todd Zwillick. And we'll also go to Pakistan. With the recent bombings by the Taliban, you will be very surprised to hear who Pakistanis blame for those bombings. And we're going to talk about what is the best horror movie of all time. Let us know. Be sure to call in and let us know what you think is the scariest movie of all time. But first, today the White House is going to post the most complete list of jobs created as a result of the $30 billion in federal stimulus contracts. And we're going to take a look at how much those stimulus dollars are actually helping. But we're joined by Pete Herman. So Pete, you're an iron worker. You're out of work. Yes?
Yes.
And you're waiting for your stimulus job on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Well, and also the private sector.
Right. So yeah. What were you expecting to come out of the stimulus?
I was expecting the private sector and commercial buildings in downtown Manhattan and Brooklyn to go ahead.
Those construction projects.
Right. The high rises.
Okay. So what's actually happened for you?
I don't really see anything going on in the train yards in Brooklyn and downtown Manhattan. I think it's very slow to go too.
Okay. Pete Herman, we're going to talk more in just a few minutes, but first, everything else that you need to know this morning. In the headlines, the Coast Guard and Navy are searching for any survivors after a Coast Guard plane collided with a Marine helicopter off the coast of Southern California last night. Nine people are believed to have been on board. The Washington Post reports this morning that House ethics investigators have been examining the activities of more than 30 lawmakers. The inquiries relate to issues including defense lobbying and corporate influence peddling. The Post says it was sent a confidential House Ethics Committee report from July. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is welcoming a power-sharing agreement in Honduras. She called it, quote, historic. The interim leader has agreed to allow the reinstatement of ousted President Manuel Zelaya. That comes after weeks of negotiations. And an Illinois court has sentenced Ali Al-Mari Prone to 8 years in prison for plotting to provide material support for terrorism. He's admitted to having contact with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the September 11th attacks. Al-Mari was arrested in 2001, and he's already served 6 years in jail. All indicators on Wall Street were up about 2% yesterday. The Dow's going to open at 99.63. The S&P starts trade at 10.66. And the NASDAQ finished up trade yesterday at 20.98. And it looks like a positive outcome for today's start for today as well. So later today, as we said, the White House is going to release all this information about how many jobs were actually created by the stimulus bill. And we want your stimulus story. How has the stimulus money affected you really on the ground? Did you get a job out of it and it didn't benefit you as much as you expected it would? Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Over the next few weeks, we will launch more than 200 construction projects across this country, fueling growth in an industry that's been hard hit by our economic crisis. Altogether, this investment in highways will create or save 150,000 jobs by the end of next year.
Okay, 150,000 jobs by the end of next year, by the end of 2010. That's what President Obama promised earlier this year. So far, $30 billion have been spent on stimulus contracts. And this morning, we're going to talk about whether or not it's had the effect in the economy that Barack Obama said it would. The White House is going to post the most complete list of jobs created as a result of state and federal stimulus contracts. But there's already questions surfacing about the reliability of what these numbers say even before they're released. Joining us to talk about this is Takeaway Correspondent Andrea Bernstein. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Celeste.
And of course, Pete Herman rejoins us. He's an unemployed iron worker from Brooklyn, New York. And we also have Charlie Dilbert, a highway worker from Cincinnati, Ohio, on the line. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Charlie, let's go to you first. You are actually appear to be the poster boy for the stimulus plan. You were unemployed, but you ended up getting a job that came directly out of stimulus money. Tell us about how that happened.
I was unemployed. I got laid off in December of last year, and I was working for a decking company. We did some concrete buildings and stuff, and I was off approximately about 5 months. And I had talked to this company that I interviewed with this company last year, and I couldn't get on with them, and I subsequently this year did it again. And through our union hall and stuff down here in Cincinnati, been in contact with them. And just so happens that this reinvestment money and came out, the stimulus money. And make a long story short, the company hired me, and then subsequently the money started coming. It took a while. I started in April with them. I was off about 5.5 months. And, you know, we started getting these contracts to do these signs on the highways around Ohio. And, you know, it's the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act sign.
Has actually recovered you and reinvested in you. So, you, yes. Charlie Dilbert, from Ohio, we have A-OK, stimulus plan working. And here in Brooklyn, New York, we have Pete Herman, which you, it sounds like you are stimulus plan not working, right?
Right. Yeah, I think, see, like a lot of our jobs in the commercial sector, the high-rises and the buildings, I think they're really tight right now. Nobody, I don't think they're confident they could have tenants, you know, if they build these high-rises. I was slated to go to a high-rise in Midtown, a 46-story, and right now that high-rise is topping off at the ground level. Everything has been canceled above the ground level. And you know, I mean, it's, I think ironworking is experiencing a rough time right now. You know, I think there's a lot of fear, and maybe the stimulus money, if it does kick in, maybe they can go ahead with these jobs. And of course, if the bridge too, like the Brooklyn Bridge. Right. I think that's just delayed. I think the stimulus will probably help that, but it might not start till the spring or late winter.
It's a long time for you to wait. Yeah. So, Andrea, is this kind of typical across the country that there it's split down the middle?
Yeah. I mean, and I think that we should say that, you know, a lot of stimulus money went out the door right away that wasn't exactly about creating jobs. There were the tax cuts, there was the food stamps money, there was the unemployment money. So all of this money sort of did get out into the economy, but much more slow has been the creation of these actual contracts. And, you know, to bid a big job, it does take some time. It doesn't happen instantly. So, you know, we have been seeing these numbers trickle out, but what we're expecting to get today is actually a pretty complete look at all the recipients of the Recovery Act. They're supposed to be reporting to the federal government, and they are supposed to say not only how much money they're getting and what they're doing, but how many jobs they're creating.
It's a little unusual for the federal government to be issuing this kind of report. Why are they being so serious? Really?
Right. So the good news is that they're at least trying to put out these numbers. The bad news is that the information may not be as complete as we want or as accurate as we want. But, you know, the environment in which this was put together last February, I mean, you may remember about just a little over a year ago, the other big bailout, the bank bailout, was a three-page document with no reporting requirements. So we have no idea exactly what that money was doing. And that created a lot of public outrage. So what happened when they put together the stimulus, they wrote right into the Recovery Act itself that on these dates, this money would be released, and these states and these government entities had to report these contracts. And that's why we're getting today this gigantic data dump. We've never actually seen anything like it in the history of the federal government.
Pete, actually, you know, you can go online to recovery.gov, did you know this, and look for what stimulus jobs are available in the New York metro area?
Oh,
I
didn't.
Were you aware of that?
No.
So recovery.gov... I mean, is that something that you actually will do?
You know, I might check it out, but I'm going to keep shaping up for ironwork because that's what I know.
Uh-huh.
And but also, I did receive something else in the mail. It had to do with the stimulus package. It was a letter, and it said that I would be eligible for financial aid if I went for other type of
retraining
in school. So that was through, it said from the stimulus package, because of that, these programs would be available. So that's an option, too.
And is it an option you're interested in?
It might be something. I'm going to keep shaping up for work. And if the winter looks like it's going to be long and like a drought, you know, for work, for iron work anyway, then it might be something that I would check out.
Charlie, how long is this a permanent position that you've gotten from the stimulus? Or is this more the kind of thing that the stimulus has funded one project, and when that money runs out, you're unemployed again?
No. Well, the company I'm working for, you know, some of the work is seasonal. Obviously, you know, when it's snowing and raining and cold, just as like Pete was saying, talking about the, you know, the weather conditions. You know, the work that I'm doing now is impacted by that. You know, it's going to start slowing down, possibly. There are going to be things that can be done, but, you know, I could be getting laid off myself, you know, November, December, whatever they choose. But like I said, I'll be able to go back to work for that company, you know, in the springtime mm-hmm. or when the weather changes and stuff. Or there could be other employment opportunities, too. I mean, it just depends, you know, like it's just how things go. I do like the company I'm working for, and they do. We're real busy. I just worked night shift last night. And,
nice plug there, Charlie.
Excuse me.
Nice plug, Andrea. With the stimulus money, a lot of this, the initial money went out to states, and from what we've seen across the country, many states just use that to plug wounds, to stop bleeding.
Right, and you know that. I mean, you may notice that when we look at these numbers today, they'll say jobs saved or created. And a lot of actually the early money was about these sort of state fiscal stabilization funds. And if you look at the crisis in state governments, California, you know, New Jersey, all these governments that are trying to hold it together,
Arizona.
The stimulus money has actually sort of prevented massive layoffs. And, you know, what you sort of look as these states begin to prepare their next year's budget, you know, New York and Michigan, they are facing these huge gaps that they're not going to get another influx of stimulus money. So those jobs, people didn't lose their jobs as a result of that. But, you know, one of the things that has people worried, even with yesterday's economic news about the GDP, is that these stimulus jobs are, a lot of them, seasonal. So they are not going to, a lot of these construction jobs are going to stop for the winter months in many of these states. And so the sort of, you know, they're actually even beginning to talk about another stimulus in Washington, because there is concern that this stimulus is sort of, you know, not enough. It may be enough to keep the economy from drowning, but it's not enough to really get it going again long term.
Can we connect? Is it fair for us to connect the stimulus money with what we saw yesterday from the GDP and the recession officially over? Yay, the economy's growing.
Well, you know, most economists are saying that the sort of big immediate jolt was from the cash to clunkers, which got all these people buying cars, and the first-time homebuyers credit, which were, in fact, part of the stimulus bill. The exact effect of these jobs is a little less unclear, and what we're going to be seeing today is, you know, some actual job numbers, so we'll have a clearer picture. But, you know, already Associated Press is beginning to look into these numbers. It spot-checked them. It found that, you know, some of these jobs are not really creating jobs, even though people are reporting them. The White House says they've fixed that. But still, even if you look at what some of the states have reported, some of these states have, you know, 10 times the cost per job, I think, Pennsylvania and West Virginia versus New Hampshire. So there's a lot of massaging that's yet to be done.
So, Charlie, we're definitely going to have to check back in with you, because remember, President Obama promised 150,000 jobs by the end of next year. So we'll have to check back in with you to see if the stimulus money ends up helping you out. Charlie Dilbert is a highway worker in Cincinnati. Pete Herman is an unemployed iron worker in Brooklyn. And, of course, Andrew Bernstein, our friend and takeaway correspondent. We are expecting these numbers out when?
We're expecting them out any moment now on recovery.gov, so people can find out what jobs have come to their neighborhood.
We will obviously be bringing those numbers to you as soon as we get them, or you can look yourself at recovery.gov. And we are asking people to give us their own stimulus stories. Have you gotten a job directly out of stimulus money? And how have you seen the effects of the stimulus in your own community? Give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE, mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Keep the conversation going with your thoughts. Send them to us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Thanks for listening to the Takeaway Podcast. If there's a story you think we should look at or a conversation you'd like us to start, drop us a line at 877-8-MYTAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.